Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPJ shear number 124. That's Ba'is Pnimi, joint shear number 124. I want to share some concepts. There's a book called 50 Friday Marriage Challenge. It's a very good book. Gary Chapman recommends it. A practical, inspiring book that helps a husband and wife reach their potential. Friday challenges, they pick Friday to work on themselves, but maybe every week on a particular thing. I'm not saying we're going to go through all 50. We're going to pick points in each one. The one aspect, the first challenge is the commitment to do this. That on a weekly basis or whatever it is, you work on one aspect in your marriage to enhance it. Because life is very busy. We have jobs and hobbies and work and taking care of kids. We have our learning and our davening and everything. But in order to enjoy a healthy, God-honoring, intimate marriage, we need to intentionally invest in each other, put energy in each other. And by committing to yourself to do this and work with each other and giving time to each other, face-to-face, not over the phone, not over the email, davening for each other, working through things with each other. Communication could often be a burdensome task, but it must be accomplished for a marriage to be complete. And you need that. There's no way around it. Intimacy means a lot of things for different people. Generally, it's a close, familiar, affectionate, loving relationship with one another. But it's way more than that. It's intimacy, of course, transparency, vulnerability, authenticity, not intensity necessarily. That's the mistake people make. We're looking always for intense encounters, the big date nights, the romantic getaways, the, you know, nights that the physical sexual intimacy is on an extreme high. It's not all about those things. It is about a continuous, ongoing connection to see your spouse fully, to remove unhealthy shame that holds back a couple from sharing things with one another. That barrier. You know, the shame that says, I can't tell her that. I can't tell him that. If they saw that part of me, whatever. But the idea is to accept each other lovingly and willingly. Individually making a list of some of those barriers that keep you from sharing healthy, vulnerable thoughts and feelings or desires from each other. It takes courage to say to your spouse, this is me. I may not be proud of everything. I may be even a little embarrassed by something, but this is who I am. Again, we're not talking about just bashing yourself or anything like that, but we're talking about being honest and vulnerable, which is true intimacy. That's another point. A third point is to praise each other. And even on physical qualities, you look attractive, you look good, I love the way you look. All these things are not small things. You're going to say, maybe people may say, oh, I'm only going to stress on the midos taivos. Now, of course, you have to stress the midos taivos and the good character and the preciousness of the soul and the purity of the neshama and all of that. That may be all true, but also to appreciate the physical aspects. I think that is why Shir HaShirim was written that way, even though it's not a push-up shot, it's not a small thing in marriage. It is important. It is healthy to appreciate the physical beauty of your wife or of your husband for that matter. It's important. It is healthy. And it builds each other up. That physical aspect of two. So that's an important insight also. To do things together. Hobbies, healthy hobbies, with a cheerful heart, with a cheerful spirit. Doing it together can be a great asset in marriage. Doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It could be walking together, biking together, hiking together, cooking together, gardening together, dancing, I guess, privately or whatever. Miniature golf, eating out, playing games, learning with each other, whatever it is. But the recreation part of it, the relaxation part of it, and the fun part of it is very, very important too. And that's an important insight. Be happy with that and connect with each other. Another aspect, the point that they bring out is, for better or for worse, which is their lushan. It's not a bad lushan, if you really mean it. But the idea being is to keep that loyalty and beauty of marriage, even when it's difficult, and even when there are bumps in the world, in the world and in your lives. You have to work through it. To connect each other spiritually, just like we said, to connect physically, to connect spiritually. You daven for each other. You daven for each other. You look at the good points. You ask Hashem to help you. One person once said this yesod, it's fascinating yesod, that a magnificent marriage begins not by knowing one another, but by knowing Hashem. You know Hashem. And of course, not to underestimate physical intimacy, to learn to satisfy each other, to learn to work with each other. The sexual thing is not to be ignored. It is an important thing. The power of touch is a love language, even if it's not sexual. Certainly if it is sexual, it's a great way to grow intimacy in marriage. It's healing. It's something that says catalyst to start relationships, connecting in a more deeper way. Too often, we underestimate the power of a touch, or a smile, or a kind word, or a listening ear, or an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring. All have the potential to turn a life around. All have a potential to influence. You keep dreaming about high aspirations. You have hopes, you have aspirations, and you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you both together accomplish those goals and accomplish those things that you aspire to. So that's very, very important. Love means many things. This coach John Wooden said he was a very wise person. It means giving, it means sharing, it means forgiving, it means understanding, it means being patient, it means learning, and always consider the other side, the other person. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. This John Wooden, I guess he's a legendary coach people admire. What happened was is that him and his wife were married for 53 years. She passed away. And again, it's a non-Jewish person, but you give him credit. It's the only girl he ever kissed. And in his book called They Call Me Coach, he wrote that her love and faith and loyalty through all the years together was the primary responsibility for what I am. And since her death, he wrote love letters on the 21st of every month to mark her passing. He wrote in the book that just before each game, he was a coach, and also he played in high school. When we made eye contact, she'd give me a big thumbs up or a little thumbs up, and I'd wink and nod back at her, and that carried me through to the last game I ever coached. She's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. So this feeling could be shared by all. The way we behave matters. The way we treat each other matters. The responsibility towards it matters. To have a cheerful disposition, have a makabalas kol adam b'seiv upon him yafais, to laugh but in a healthy way, to create memories, healthy memories for one another, is a very important yesod. To have realistic expectations, to align your expectations, and when they differ, to work with each other. Because when you have different expectations, at least agree to disagree. There's nothing wrong with having expectations in marriage. It's a goalpost. But to be aware of them, to discuss it with each other, to see when they're in conflict and work through it. Ayin Raye, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us in our marriages, to making sure we behave properly and to take that seriously. To speak words of love, I love you, and healthy words of correction, I'm sorry, or I miss you, I miss us, you look great, I'm in love with you, please forgive me, you're the best. I respect you. All of those things. What you say to your spouse and how you say it is the single most important influence on your relationship. That's very important to get inspired from other people to motivate you to behave better. That's very important. Also, to invite HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your lives, davening together, of course. To have separate date nights where you have fun together. Use all the five love languages that we talked about so often. Words of affirmation, which is chizik, quality time, acts of service, gifts, touch, what we went through. The gift of listening well, to listening carefully, to listen very carefully to the other person's words, what they're meaning, what they're saying. Here's some helpful tips about listening. Number one, when only one person speaks at a time, that's very key. And the other one just has eye contact and just listens, doesn't try to process how I'm going to respond, but just listen. To make eye contact, don't interrupt, don't rebut, don't judge, don't shut down. Acknowledge feelings, ask curious, open-ended questions. All this learning to listen well is a foundation of many, many strong marriages. That's a very important gift that you give. Recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu created sex. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that did this, and in a tznuadik way, good communication in its area is a foundation in marriage. You understand that you have to work hard to communicate about children, about their chinuch, about the ruchnius of the house, about money, about in-laws, about vacation, about spiritual growth. But we realize this. We need to share our thoughts, our feelings, our dreams with each other, children's schedule, all of that. But when it comes to the topic of sexual intimacy, it's misplaced from kite to avoid those conversations. It needs to be easy and natural to talk to each other about this as good friends, without fear, without shame, without unresolved tensions, without any low-grade anger. Let them know in advance you're talking about sexual intimacy. Find a time to do it, to be honest with your feelings about it, to listen to your spouse, to work with each other, to be explicit about it. During sex, I'd like you to do this and this for me. During sex, I don't like when you do this and this. I would feel more comfortable if you do that. It becomes a spiritual activity. It is ruchnius. It's avodas Hashem. It's no different than the nishmas you say on Shabbos or the eating matzah leil seder night. This is avodas Hashem, and there needs to be healthy communication and love when interacting in this form of Avodas Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha to all.